From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. At least 39 people drowned Saturday when a boat full of migrants sank off the coast of Turkey. The boat was off the western coast of Turkey, headed for the Greek island of Lesbos, when it hit some rocks and capsized. About 75 people were rescued. The Turkish Coast Guard said in a statement that several victims were trapped inside the capsized craft as patrol boats picked up 75 survivors and continued to search for others. A private Turkish news agency reported that at least five of those who died were children. Meanwhile, the Italian Coast Guard said it rescued 31 migrants and refugees from three different rubber boats off the island of Kos on Saturday. Video released by the Coast Guard shows rescuers helping people climb onto their ship in the dark. A spokesman for Syria's main political opposition group says his team is ready to start negotiations with UN officials on a peace process for Syria. However, Salem al-Meslet says that some conditions need to be met before the group will be willing to enter negotiations.
We are willing to do anything that really put an end to this war. We want to put an end to this ISIS, to terrorism in Syria. We want to put an end to what this dictatorship is doing. We want to see new Syria.
The negotiations started Friday. The main opposition group, the Higher Negotiating Committee, had originally said it would boycott the talks. But the group later changed its position and said it would send representatives to Geneva. Meanwhile, representatives of Syrian Kurds fighting against the Assad government said they were not invited to join the Geneva meetings and will not be part of the peace talks. This is VOA News. Heads of state from Africa gathered in Ethiopia for the first full day of the two-day African Union Summit Saturday. As Marta Vandervolf reports from the AU headquarters in Addis Ababa, terrorism and violent conflicts are overshadowing the gathering.
The theme of this year's summit, human rights, is overshadowed by discussions of terrorism and the situation in Burundi. But United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the issues of terrorism and human rights are closely linked.
Extremism flourishes when rights are violated, political space shrinks, and people are marginalized and excluded.
Kenya and Nigeria, each of which have faced numerous terrorist attacks, have both been elected for a three-year term on the African Union Peace and Security Council. Marta van der Wolf for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
The U.S. presidential candidates are focusing on Iowa with less than 2 days until the Iowa caucuses, the first delegate-choosing event of the 2016 election. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton focused on gun control at a rally at Iowa State University. Former Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, herself gravely wounded 5 years ago by a lone gunman, joined Clinton at the rally. Meanwhile, Republican frontrunner Donald Trump held a rally in Dubuque, Iowa, where he said he cares more about the country's business than his own fortunes.
If I win, I don't care about that company. I don't care. This is so big and so important. I want to put that talent or whatever the hell it is I have, we want to put it to work here for the United States.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush also held meetings, as did Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders. The Iowa caucuses are Monday. The Zika virus is spreading rapidly in Latin America, and Asian governments have issued health advisories attempting to contain the mosquito-borne disease. They have asked people coming or returning from those areas of Central and South America who display symptoms such as fever and rashes to immediately report to health centers. Zika could be linked to birth defects such as brain damage in newborns and could cause temporary paralysis, according to medical professionals. And Germany's Angelique Kerber beat world number one women's tennis player Serena Williams in three sets to take the Australian Open women's tennis title on Saturday. Kerber, who had never won a Grand Slam before in her career, upset the six-time Aussie Open winner 6-4, 3-6, and 6-4. Sunday's men's final in Melbourne has Britain's Andy Murray taking on Novak Djokovic of Serbia. For more on these stories, please log on to our website. That's voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.